This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 31st. God's word for you today is firm grip. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 46, and it says, David replied to the Philistines, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today, the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you." Gain momentum by disrupting your patterns. Rely on God's strength, not your own. Identify and eradicate intimidation. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48 says, "As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him." David was not intimidated by Goliath. Goliath said to David, "I will kill you today." David replied, "I will kill you, and I will also kill your father, your mother, your brothers. This is just my imagination." David did not actually say that, but he ran towards Goliath. Do not let any Jezebel intimidate you. Jezebel intimidated Elijah, but Jehu took care of Jezebel. Do not be intimidated. You need a combined anointing of Elijah, Elisha, Jehu, Daniel, Moses, and David. That is why these examples are there, so that we can have access to the combined graces that operated in their lives and crush every Jezebel that comes against us in the name of Jesus. So do not be intimidated. The reason a lot of people are not moving forward in their lives is that they are intimidated. What is intimidating you? Is it the task before you? Is it the work ahead of you that is intimidating you? So you are giving excuses because you are intimidated. The conditions are not right. "I cannot invest now because the prices are too high." "I will invest at the right time." Excuses. Do not be intimidated. That is what God is saying to you today. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 says, "If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done." To get a GRIP, the fourth thing is P. Persistently pursue your action steps. Sink your teeth in. Lock your jaw and persistently pursue. It is very simple. Just don't give up. The hands are weak, but God says, "Take the grip." For God to say, "Take a grip," even though the hands are weak, He is the one who made the hand, and He knows that hand can take a grip. For God to say, "Stand firm," even though your legs are shaking, He is the one that made you and made your legs. It means your legs can stand firm. Do not give up. The difference between winners and losers is simply that winners do not give up. They never give up. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, if we do not give up." I prophesy in the name of Jesus that you will have traction, you will get a grip, and you will move forward in every area of your life. We rebuke every distraction in your life now. We banish every agitation of your mind and emotions. Your life will have a constant, consistent progress. Your wheels will have traction on the road of destiny. You will get a grip, and you will pull forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for traction in every area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.